My husband, Elwood Donnelly, and I have been full-time musicians performing publicly for decades. We also do what we call secret gigs, meaning private gigs and musical activities that many folks are unaware of, which include parties and weddings, funerals, nursing homes, school assemblies, and for me, twice a week, music at the Children's Hospital in Providence. My official title as a contract worker is therapeutic musician. Long ago, I studied psychology, child development, play and music therapy, and I've done this work since the 1980s. In the pediatric intensive care unit, I encounter some of the most critically ill and injured children in the region and their families. And this is where folk music enters into the story. For example, I've been singing lullabies to children for decades, ancient songs that are beautiful, calming, and useful, that show us how traditions of singing and passing along old songs are alive, healing, and uplifting. A kind of anthropology, reminding us why we sing these songs, why they survive for centuries, and why we love them so much. Why, even, we can consider lullabies to be work songs. I often get specifically called into certain rooms and clinics to soothe distressed babies. Imagine me in full PPE, yellow hospital gown, surgical gloves, mask, and eye shield, armed with my mountain dulcimer or rainbow-colored ukulele. On one particular day, I visit a room with a variety of machines and beeping sounds, lean into a tiny bed with an intubated child crying silently, who I've been told has been inconsolable much of the day, and sing. One of my go-to songs is Kitty Alone, learned long ago from traditional Kentucky folk singer Gene Ritchie. I typically sing in keys lower than I would on stage, more quiet and gentle, almost a whisper.
Saw crow flying low, kitty alone, saw crow flying low, kitty alone alive. Saw crow flying low, and a cat spinning tow, kitty alone alive. Rock-a-marie-ree. In came a honeybee, kitty alone, kitty alone. In came a honeybee, kitty alone alive. In came a honeybee with a fiddle across her knee, kitty alone alive.
I continue singing more verses, sometimes making up words on the spot or borrowing verses I remember from late folk singer and Virginia dulcimer player Howie Mitchell. The crying child pauses, looks at me, resumes crying. I lean in closer, and again, a pause in crying and more eye contact as I try to communicate a smile beneath my mask.
In came two little ants, kitty alone, kitty alone. In came two little ants, kitty alone alive. In came two little ants, fixing around to have a dance, kitty alone alive. Rock-a-marie-ree. Way up yonder above the moon, kitty alone, kitty alone. Way up yonder above the moon, kitty alone alive. Way up yonder above the moon, a bluebird lives in a silver spoon, kitty alone alive. Rock-a-marie-ree.
I witness the baby's face looking less troubled and think about the universality of singing, how it's primal, like human touch, how there's no culture in the world that doesn't sing, how a lullaby can be transformative, evoking images of animals, the moon and sky, far away from the hospital, delivering a time-honored and reassuring message. The baby has locked eyes with me. I gaze back at that sweet young face and switch to a lullaby called Hush Be Still that I once learned in Indiana at a folk festival from a banjo player who told me his mother sang it to him in the 1950s.
Hush be still as a mouse. There's a baby in the house. Not a dolly, not a toy, but a sleeping baby boy.
The baby closes her eyes, and though I have already greeted them and initially asked if they wanted music, I turn around and look at the family. The mother is huddled under a blanket on a vinyl chair in the back of the dimly lit room. The 6-year-old brother looks up from his tablet. The father dozes on a small couch. They've been keeping vigil for days. The lullabies are for them, too.
Hush, be still as a mouse. There's a baby in the house. She's a treasure, she's a pearl, she's a sleeping baby girl.
The baby falls asleep, but then startles awake and cries again, and repeats this cycle a few times. I sing a verse that a dulcimer student of mine from California made up with her family.
Hush, be still as a mouse. There's a baby in the house. Baby sleeping quietly. Baby's dreaming peacefully.
I sing for another few minutes, and finally the baby is truly asleep. I taper off with simple finger picking, nod to the family, and silently leave the room.